Welcome to this guided meditation with Father Mark, your guide for a more intimate and transformative connection with Christ. Please pause, play, and adapt this aid to facilitate your own personal conversation with the Lord.
Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, brothers and sisters, I'm happy to be here guiding you in meditation once again. Again, the whole goal is to model this dialogue with Jesus, enter into my own prayer and share it with you as a way to help you grow in your own prayer. Seldom do we get to enter into the prayer of another and learn. We just have our own experience with the Lord, which is beautiful and primary. But if it can help to see how meditation, mental prayer works, and to help that be a guide for how you can grow deeper in your own mental prayer, that's the goal of these meditations. So accompany me now as I begin, as I think all mental prayer begins by renewing our acts of faith, hope, and love, gratitude, humility, to come into that spiritual atmosphere and live on that level of truth. Bring your mind and heart into that space, because that's the space where God works, where he speaks more freely. So we want to get into his wavelength by bringing our heart and mind into those spiritual realities. So I believe in you, Lord. I believe you're here with us. I believe you want to speak to me in this time of prayer, to all those who accompany me and listen. You want to work in our hearts and minds and souls. And so, Lord, I bring my mind and heart into that level. I open myself up to you, believing that you want to speak. And I hope in you, Lord. I'm confident in you. I'm confident in your desire to speak to me, to guide me, to lead me. I'm confident in your providence and your goodness and your love. I trust that. I abandon myself to that. I step out in faith and confidence and trust in this prayer. And I love you, Lord. I love you with all my heart, my thoughts and words and actions. I choose you. I opt for you above all other goods. That's how I show you my love. That's how I live and incarnate that love in my life. And I'm grateful, Lord. I'm grateful for the graces, the gifts, the way you accompany and love me. I'm grateful for my life. I'm grateful for your goodness. Grateful for the people, the home, the safety, the protection, community you've given me. Grateful for those in authority over me, the bishop, pope, bishop, civil authority, all those who serve and maintain the order and the services that allow my life to flourish. Thank you for all of them. First responders, for public servants, for those in the service industry that help maintain just the practical elements of my life. Thank you for it all, Lord. And in this attitude of gratitude, I come with humility as well, Lord. I come here not presuming, not demanding, not dictating, just to receive, to be guided as a child. Teach me, Lord. And I turn my attention now to the gospel, Luke 10, 13 to 16. I want to lean into this mystery of your word, of your life, and hear what it can teach me. Jesus said to them, "Woe to you, Chorazin, woe to you, Bethsaida. For if the mighty deeds done in your midst had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have long ago repented, sitting in sackcloth and ashes. But it will be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon, the judgment, than for you. And as for you, Capernaum, will you be exalted to heaven? You will go down to the netherworld. Whoever listens to you listens to me. Whoever rejects you rejects me. And whoever rejects me rejects the one who sent me." Lord Jesus, I'm reminded we're picking up your words here at the end of your Sermon on the Mount, or Luke's version of it, at the end of your preaching, at least a moment of your signs and wonders having happened in the whole region of Galilee, town to town, and having revealed your power, your goodness, your truth to the people, you're now reflecting on the reception of that, the progress, almost the state of the union after a year or two of your public ministry. And you're speaking to these towns, to these places, to those who are listening. And it's a judgment. It's a, you know, how have I been received up until now? And to those towns, you're saying, you know what? Woe to you. Watch out. Woe. Be careful. Damnation, condemnation is coming. Right? Because if these mighty deeds, God's power is visiting you, God's revelatory signs and wonders are done in your midst so you can see and hear them, it's for a purpose. It's an invitation. It's so that your hearts and minds change, that you have a metanoia, a change of direction where you say, whoa, I thought and judged and worked this way before, but I've seen God's action. I've seen his word. I've seen his anointed one. I've seen his power, his healing. I've seen the deaf hear. I've seen the blind see. I've seen the lame walk. I've seen evil spirits cast out. I've seen a truth revealed that I've seen someone with power speak, challenge authority and current ways of thinking in a way that's like, this doesn't come from man. This is God's action. So woe to you if having seen all this, you don't align your mind and your heart and your choices in a new way. Because God's doing a new thing in your midst. I challenge you. Woe. If you don't respond, watch out. Woe to you. And then Jesus, I'm impressed. You go back to like some major cities of the Old Testament where God worked and did signs and wonders. And I'm going from memory. I don't know if it's Tyre and Sidon that saw Moses or Elijah or who, but it's maybe not important for my meditation to know those facts. It's just you worked in Old Testament times in ways that were powerful and led to conversion. And it's Jesus saying, but God's now doing it in person through his son. It's a whole nother level of revelation. And if in the Old Testament, when God just was working through prophets, they changed. Woe to you if you don't change when God himself comes down. Or what about you, Capernaum, where Peter and James and John's lived and where I spent so much of my time working. Signs and wonders. Do you think your judgment's going to be, oh, please come to heaven, be exalted up to heaven, all of you? Because, wow, of course, Jesus came. He chose our town. We must be blessed and honored because Jesus chose to live here and make this the center of his operations. And Jesus says, for you, Capernaum, do you think you're going to be heavenly just because I spent a lot of time with you? You know? No. The risk is maybe higher for you. You're going to go down to the netherworld. Why? Because the criteria of who's going to be heavenly and blessed isn't physical proximity, isn't quality time with me. It's who listened to me or who rejected me or who listened to or rejected those I sent. Because if you reject the ones I send, you're rejecting me, and not only me, but the one who sent me. Because there's a whole chain. God sent me, and I sent others. And if you don't respond to them, you're not responding to me, God's son, and you're not responding to God himself. Whoever rejects me rejects the one who sent me. So Jesus, you're preaching to your apostles and to those that would hear, this is the criteria that God choose about who's going to be exalted, the one who listens to my word and does it. It's not the ones who know me. This is so important for me, Jesus, as a priest, for those in my religious order, the legionaries, it's for those in the Catholic Church. It's like, well, we spend the most time with you, Jesus. We have the most means of salvation. We have the sacraments, we have the grace, we have the Pope, we have the magisterium, we have scripture and tradition. So surely we will be raised up to heaven. Did you listen? Did you accept? And did you follow? That's going to be the question. That makes me quake a little, Jesus. It's not just the one who's going to say, Lord, Lord. No, it's the one who heard and did. So Jesus, give me ears to hear and truly hear, not just listen, but hear and heed and attend to and conform to what I hear, your truth. Revealed to me in scripture, revealed to me through tradition, revealed to me through the Catholic faith, revealed to me through the Holy Father and his teachings, revealed to me through the call of the conscience, the Holy Spirit in my heart, the needs of my brothers and sisters around me, which are your voice to me. Help me to hear those and to respond. And not to presume that because of past choices or of current associations that I will be raised up to heaven. Brothers and sisters, let this be a reflection for you as well. Meditate whatever direction the Holy Spirit moves your heart. Form your own resolution at the end. Set your mind and heart upon it firmly. And then close with me in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.
This has been a guided meditation with Father Mark Haidu of the Legionaries of Christ. If this has helped you, please consider sharing it with a friend, along with the other meditations, homilies, and talks found on the Legionaries of Christ podcast, located on all major platforms, or go to rcnytristate.org for links.